Welcome to Elmhurst CRC's Daily Dose of the Word of God. It's Tuesday, March 19, and I'm Kara Hackert. It's the season of Lent, and we're walking with Jesus. Today is the first day of spring, and there are beautiful signs of it all around. It's a day to rejoice and be glad in. Today we're reading from Luke 19, verses 28 through 36. Jesus comes to Jerusalem as king. But let's read it from our favorite children's Bible in 365 stories. I love the detail and the emotion. They entitle it The Big Procession. The city of Jerusalem was seething with people. Jews from near and far were arriving for the week-long Passover festival. Just when it seemed that the narrow streets could hold no more, fresh batches of pilgrims surged in. The city was buzzing with the latest story about Jesus. He had actually brought back to life a man who had been dead and buried for 4 days. As soon as news arrived that Jesus was on his way, an excited crowd set off to meet him. Jesus and his disciples had come as far as Bethany. "Go into the village," Jesus told two of his disciples. "Bring me the young donkey you'll find tied up near his mother. If anyone asks what you are up to, tell him that the master needs him, and we'll soon send him back." The disciples did as Jesus said. When the bystanders heard that it was Jesus who wanted the donkey, they gladly let him go. When they had brought him to Jesus, the disciples spread their coats over the donkey's back to make a saddle. The donkey was not frightened when Jesus climbed onto his back, even though no one had ever ridden him before. He stepped proudly forward, and the pilgrims who had journeyed with Jesus began to jostle and cheer as they all began the steep climb into the city. Long ago, the prophet Zechariah had foretold that one day the true king would come, not galloping on a war horse, but riding a peaceful donkey. Jesus was showing all who had eyes to see that he was that king, entering his capital in peace. The crowd from Jerusalem hurried down to join the new arrivals, and the whole huge procession moved forward again with cheers and shouts. Some went ahead and threw down their cloaks to make a royal road for Jesus. Others stripped branches from the trees to strew on the path. "Hosanna," they shouted. "Save us now, God." The long-promised king had come. God bless the one who comes in the name of the Lord. At last, the little donkey with the king on his back entered the streets of Jerusalem. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending your Son onto earth to save us from our sins. We thank you for that true King who came to bring peace. As we journey through Lent, please help us to slow down, to spend time with him. Thank you for this day that you've created. Amen.